Are you staring at your ads manager stuck on how to make your ads perform? Come and join the Ads Clinic, a series of one-on-one consultancy calls where we dive into your own ads manager and see where we can turn your ads into a profit-making machine. It all starts with a 30-minute free consultation call. Sign up now at theadsclinic.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Run Facebook Ads, a podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Here I share insider information about Facebook ads. But as you know, it's not just running the ad, it's what happens after. So we'll look into the funnels, e-commerce, email marketing, lead generation, and much, much more. Hello and welcome back to the podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Let's talk Facebook. More specifically, within Facebook, let's talk about the question I get asked more than anything else, which is, what budget do you think I should have? So let's get into it. So budget. Okay, I get this question. I think I had it three times yesterday. I think I have that from my staff. I think I have it from my clients. I think I have it from the clients who are in the agency. I think I have it on my ads clinic calls. The lot. It's just endless how much this question get asked. And I think the reason this question gets asked so much is because most people, smaller businesses don't have the budget. So they know they need to advertise on Facebook and or Meta, Instagram, Facebook together. And they don't have loads of budget. They haven't put aside a marketing budget. You know, unless you're a decent medium-sized business and above, you don't really have a marketing budget. So you're kind of like pulling from here and there, stealing from Peter to pay Paul to get this right. So the thing that's in their heads most of all is, well, how much do I have to pay? Can I get away with a fiver a day? Do I do a lifetime budget and put in like 30 quid? Do I need to be into the thousands? And the answer is not as simple as just saying you need to spend £30 a day. Now, in our proposals, when we're going out to a prospect has come to us, a business, and they want to do some work with us as an agency, we will always look at a minimum. So we'll probably put in there a minimum of £40 a campaign or a ad. Now, until you start getting into things, a campaign is obviously a campaign, and within your campaign you have ad sets, and then with your ad sets you have ads. So when you say one ad or campaign, £40 a day, I'm kind of going along the lines of, in an ideal world, for every ad creative that you've got going, £40 a day, $40 a day would be perfect, because it kind of means that no matter what you're selling, whether it's expensive, whether it's cheap, whether it's lead gen, whether it's e-commerce, you're giving yourself enough to get into the algorithm, into Meta's algorithm, into its platform, and into the auction. And what I mean by the auction is, you've got all the businesses advertising there, and they're all trying to get to an individual. Now, they're either leaving it to Facebook, going broad or Advantage Plus, or you're choosing interests. Now, let's say, for example, two people I've spoken to. Well, one's a client and someone else is going to become an ads clinic client for me to consult. Now, one of them, the ads clinic client, has a business where they're trying to get leads of women who have just become pregnant or are pregnant to work out using workouts that are safe for a pregnant woman to do. Okay. Now, I'm no professional in what pregnant women should do, but I would say that there are going to be certain movements, even if you're into fitness, that you probably shouldn't do if you're pregnant. Maybe the early stages are fine. Maybe 6 months into it, I think it is like, don't stop working out, but be a bit safer. So that's her product. And then I've other got another product, which is also going to pregnant women, which is these pregnant packs, which is basically a pack of freebies introducing Pampers and other products to a pregnant woman, because she's probably never come across these in her life, hasn't needed to. Now she's pregnant, get them in front of the consumer, and it's a great way to get those products into the consumer's hands. Now, Both of these people, these clients, have got exactly the same customer in mind. One has asked me what budget I should spend a day and would probably like to get results for £5 a day. The other one spends £30,000 to £80,000 a month, depending on what month it is, i.e. if it's, you know, if it's certain times of the year when it's cheaper to advertise, last quarter of the year is more expensive to advertise. So we've got the same demographic. Now, on one hand, it's not just about the money. It's because you could say, well, Facebook's just going to favour that company who's spending like £50,000 a month. Not necessarily. It comes down to your content. So the most important person to Facebook is the user on Facebook. You and me as consumers sitting on Facebook and Instagram and going through our feed and looking at reels and things like that. The idea of the platform, since it started, and it still goes now, of all these platforms, is they want to keep the user on there as long as possible. If they go from Instagram, they might be going into TikTok. They don't want that to happen. So how do you not make that happen? You make it as engaging for the user as possible, which means that whatever organic content they're seeing, it's what they want to see. Whatever ads they're going to see, it's what they're going to engage with and potentially purchase. Okay, so it's making that environment for the user as 100% engageable as possible. So if my client who's only got £5, wants to spend £5 a day, has got unbelievably engaging content, she is probably going to do better than my other client who's got £50,000 a month, but doesn't have as good content. I'm not saying they haven't got, I'm just giving you an example. But the other problem here is that on £5 a day, her content might be brilliant, but she's just not going to get into the auction enough, okay? Facebook's just not getting enough budget to go, you're giving me £5 a day. On average, I know that a CPM for your industry is going to be £20, so that's how much it costs to get to 1,000 people. Let's say it's £20. So it means she's only going to get to 250 people a day reach, okay? So you're just falling back out again. Whereas my other client, content, let's say maybe it's not as good, but it's still engageable. It's still getting people engaging and clicking through and buying the product or getting the freebies or whatever. But with that kind of budget, they're getting right into the auction, okay? It's really giving it a chance to learn and learn and learn. So that's one way to look at it. The other side is the learning phase, the dreaded learning phase. So Facebook says that, and I do hold this with a pinch of salt, but lately I've seen this more because I've been experimenting. So when you set an ad live and you, whatever budget you have to start off with, depending on what your product or lead cost is. So if your average lead cost is £1, for instance, or your average purchase cost is £1, for instance, to keep it easy, Facebook says it wants 50 conversions. So that's a lead comes in or a purchase of your website, 50 conversions in a 7-day period. So based on that, you would need to spend £50 in total if you were getting a conversion at £1, okay? Which means £50, you're going to get 50 conversions and you exit the learning phase, which means that Facebook has put your ad out there enough to see what's going on, people clicking through, engaging with it, et cetera, et cetera. It's had its 50 conversions and it's gone perfect. We now know exactly who's buying your product or generating leads for you. We can crack on and you create a nice, stable environment. Doesn't mean it's going to last forever because your content will start running out. All these other things start happening, but that's another thing. But the fact is you've left the learning phase. And that learning phase, I do have clients who have expensive products and never leave that learning phase and they still get results. Could they get better results if they spent more money? Probably, but it's not that they don't spend that little money. One of them is a fitness company. Now, they only give me, I have £190 a day to spend. And now my discussions with them are, they want 12 ads running, but then we're talking, let's say £12.50 a day for an ad. Some are more expensive than others, but their equipment, gym equipment, as you probably know, it's pretty expensive stuff. So for Facebook to actually leave the learning phase, if we're talking for an average order value of theirs might be £200, that's 200 times 50, because we're looking at the 7 days, they want 50 conversions in 7 days. So for £200 times 50 conversions is 10,000. Divided by 7 days, is £1,428 a day. That is what Facebook and other ad professional media buyers like myself say you should have. But I run an agency. We've got a fair few clients, and there aren't many that are spending the kind of money that Facebook and other professionals say. There are some. That one I've just said, an example, the baby packs, 50,000, you know, on average a month they spend, and they're going for lead gen, okay, people to sign up to get a free pack. So we need, on average, we're getting it for £1.80 a lead. Now, that makes a big difference, because at £1.80 times 50 in a week, it's £90. Well, all of their ads, and they're running about 190 ads, they're all spending that kind of money, okay? So it's easy for them to leave the learning phase. So it's a good gauge for you, and even if you're starting out, trying to get an average of what do we think that my product will cost to convert, or what do we think a lead will come in to convert, and then times it by 50 and divide by 7. We'll give you a kind of idea, but you know what? It's going to be way out. So if we go to the realistic things of how much it's going to cost, you want to start looking at, I would say, a minimum of £20 or $20 a day per campaign. Now, depending on your audience size, it might be too much. For instance, I've got a flower company, they do wedding flowers. Now, I can go onto their account, I'm sure they won't mind, I'm not going to tell you all the things they're doing, but just to give you an idea, I had a call with them yesterday, and they are, what do they spend a day? So they've got three things. So we've kind of set up a bit of an ad structure for them. So their first ad campaign that goes out is an awareness campaign. This awareness campaign has six different video sets in it. And because it's awareness, and we're not going for lead gen or purchase at this point, it's a cheaper way to optimize your ads, but you're not going to get conversions off an awareness campaign because it's just not set up to do that. To get conversions, the algorithm knows to put an advert in front of someone when they look like they're about to buy. So if they're searching for a new washing machine and they're on the internet looking at all these different places and getting quotes and adding to cart and things like that, Facebook knows, right, this is the time to send your ad if you're selling washing machines in front of Joe Bloggs because he or she is about to make a purchase. That's as far as the algorithm goes, they might not make that purchase, but that's why you're paying more for that. When you're doing an awareness campaign, it's showing the ad at all times of the day. It's not using its algorithm in-depthly enough to know when someone might purchase, so it becomes a lot cheaper. So this particular client is spending on a day, where is it? $10 a day. So $10 a day on awareness. And that's getting them quite a lot. So if we look on a daily, they're reaching 5,500 people with their ads, video ads. Okay. And the way we've set this up is then they build an audience of anyone who watches 3 seconds of any of those video ads. So it's 5,500 a day. It's quite a lot of people watching 3 seconds. Okay. Now we go into the next one, which is a traffic campaign. A traffic campaign, again, is a lot cheaper than a conversions campaign. We're seeing people go to the website. Now, I don't like traffic campaigns going out cold to find a new audience to pull them into the website, but this one's different. This is people who've engaged or watched the video or gone to their Instagram or engaged with their Facebook or whatever. So it's kind of retargeting. So we're building an audience of all those people, and then we're putting an ad. And how many ads do they have? They have one ad set, which is obviously going to all those people, and they've got four ads in that, and they're spending £10 a day. Now, $10 a day, sorry. Yesterday, they had 11 people from that audience click back to the website, which is 89 cents, okay? So far, they're spending $20 a day on two campaigns, but they're cheaper campaigns. Now, on the last one, they've got a lead campaign, which I think they're spending £10 a day on, and on average, they're getting one lead every 2 days. So what you could do, say to them, is, okay, well, they're understanding now that their average lead cost is costing them about 30 quid. So they need to, if they wanted one every single day, they need to spend $30 a day to get one lead a day. Is that starting to make sense on how we do it? So if your lead cost, and you're running your ads, and you've just started, you're only spending $10 a day, £10 a day, and your lead cost is coming in at £30, for you to really get into the auction, you need to be spending at least £30 a day to know that you're going to get one lead a day or one purchase a day. Does that make sense? So it's kind of like, how much should I spend? realistically, get $10 or £10 or 20, even a bit better. Get your campaign going with whatever you're doing, lead gen or cost, or purchases on a website, and run it for a few days a week, maybe two, and start seeing the metrics of what your cost per purchases are and things like that. And then you can start weighing up where you need to be. So if I look at the ads clinic client who said, oh, you know, she'd rather spend £5-10 a day. If it's costing, we want to do some work on where we send people, because at the moment it's not really doing what she wants. So I've sort of said, let's send people to a landing page where they can get 5 workouts for free, really gives them a taste of what they're going to get in this package. And if it's costing us £5 to get someone there, then okay, well, if we want 4 people, sorry, not get them there, but get someone to register. If we want 4 a day, we need to spend £20 a day. Okay. And then of those 4 a day that are coming in, we need to see after they've sort of had a play around with it and a bit of a free trial, how many of those are going to sign up and pay £100 for the package, in which case we start going backwards. So when we've got our first person that's bought it, we might say, okay, well, that meant that to get one person to buy, we needed 20 people to register. Okay, so it's 1 in 20. So you can just start weighing up and reverse engineering where you need to be with the budget to take your business to where you need to go. I hope that helps. Either way, it's not £5 anymore. It's more like $20 to be, if I was to say how much right now, $20 is a good place to start learning things. So that's where you need to be. And that's what, £600, $600 a month to get yourself going. So that's what you need to set aside, really. Okay, I hope that helps, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us again today. If you want to find out more, please head over to our socials at Let's Run Social, where we share daily content. And please feel free to drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions that you would like answered, we can do that here on the podcast.